This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys
sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
I want to meet those young ladies. Say, you're such a talent. I hate your career didn't go any further than doing that.
But as old as that song is, do they still sound the same?
That's a good point. We should do a reunion show.
Let's see how they sound now.
They might be like Dan in Columbia, who is not. He gets uncomfortable by even being on the air. I think he's been on the air like two or three times in 15 years that we've known Dan in Columbia.
Yeah. Dan, I'm telling you.
You know, he really lives in Casey, because I sent him something one time, and it's Casey. It's
probably not Chapin.
But I'd claim Columbia over Casey, too.
Just like when people say, I live in Newberry, shut up. You live in Prosperity. Don't lie.
What's the other one? Oh, if they don't want to say they live in Easley, live in Pickens County.
Is that what that is?
Live in Pickens County. Oh, you live in Easley?
Or you got people that say, you know, I live in Easley, but you go to Rand. No, you don't. You don't live in Easley. So stop saying you do.
All right.
Okay.
This email here is, I'll be honest with you, I can tell you it's not something, it's something that maybe crossed my mind a little bit too, but it's just something like in the moment you're like, I'm definitely not going to say that, but I'll read this email and tell you that I maybe agreed with part of it, and you can see where you are on it. Hey, y'all.
Uh-oh.
It's a native right there, I can tell. Because they didn't put the apostrophe in the wrong place.
Tricky with that word.
The Yankees will put it after the A. It's not true. It's not the way to do it. You put it after the Y. It's y'all.
Y'all.
It's not y'all. Y'all.
But I don't know how to do yuns like they would.
Yuns.
Yuns.
Y-U-N-S.
We got the yuns. You got yins around the Pittsburgh area.
Is that with an E or an I?
The yins is with the I. Then you got the yuns.
It to a Z at the end now, too.
Yeah.
Yuns.
Ewens, yeah. And then Idear.
Idear.
Which I was taught was like a New York thing, putting an R at the end of
my water. Grandma always had Idies. She, for ideas, she said Idies.
Okay.
That's
so I am kind of bilingual in a sense.
That is her style, I see.
Yeah, first part, right?
Yeah. here's son of a bitch. All right, so here we go. Hey, y'all. I'm questioning my mental right now, and I want to know if I'm too cold. The fires in California have affected a lot of rich people. I find it funny now that we should hold compassion for them when usually they are complaining about the homeless people there, right? They also only talk about things being replaceable, and life is not. I get living in gratitude, but they could have helped with Helene and other situations besides just the minimum tax write-off. They have constant news time, and only like five people, bless them, passed away. In comparison to Helene, that is a whole lot less, and our people didn't have the money like that and still struggling. Am I being cold-hearted for feeling this way? Anyway, appreciate y'all. P1 Lux with the E on the end. So is that Luxe or?
Oh, I don't that's know. Sad. Well, anytime you come home and your home is gone, I feel for the family that's been affected by that, especially, you know, you have kids and animals and your whole life is gone no matter what happens. I pray for you, hurricane,
yeah, but it, I,
flood,
I,
fire.
I think what I was thinking off that is like the minute, except for this past Friday with Trump going up there, like there's been, and I know Biden went too, but like the there was a time frame there when the nation was showing some care, and then the minute California started, again, it sucks, but
yeah,
you gotta... You know, it's why we never have more than one war going on at once. The news would go crazy. They're like, oh my God, which war are we talking about? We're in two right now. It's yep. never happened. I mean, I'm sure it has, but you know what I'm saying here. They can't splice it all out. But then when do you stop praying for Western North Carolina and start praying for California?
Why do you have to?
I know, I'm being facetious.
No, I'm just
about
saying.
Hashtags.
Just the management of going back and forth for both. And I guess your question was answered about the water, Madman.
Which one?
Why Southern California doesn't have any water and why they couldn't get it from the ocean when Trump signed the order to divert a lot of the water
from Northern California, yeah.
To Southern. And then people that live there are like, why did it take this to get that going when, you know, the people that run our state should be doing this anyway?
I mean, it's a theory, but I think it was a way to juice up the gentrification that's coming to California.
I'm just going to feel worse for Asheville because there aren't that many people there with the money that they got there, and it's just...
Like, California before Hollywood was really immigrant land. I mean, it really was. Like
gold country.
But it was also like, well... Absolutely, people going for the gold rush, which was gold rush didn't necessarily mean just gold. It meant like there's a lot of stuff out here you can probably go get for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to think about, you know, Asian folks coming in over there.
Yeah.
And then Hollywood becomes Hollywood, and suddenly where do those people go? And you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what they're doing with it. They did it with New York during my lifetime. They're going to do it with this one. It starts with the homeless. It gets people perturbed. And then all of a sudden... But then when it's affecting... Like I saw... hold on. I just had the screen open. What's her face? Goop. What's her name? Paltrow.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I call her Goop. She just sold her Los Angeles house for $22 million. And citing that she couldn't afford the insurance now. Come on, bitch. Like, you can't say that. I mean, I can't afford the insurance now. You got a $22 million house. Like, shut up.
Well, think of your taxes and the taxes there now.
I know, but like, is my point missed? I mean, I'm saying that dickheadedly, but I don't.
Nobody's going to feel bad for the celebrities as they aren't.
And maybe she's not pulling the money that she used to pull.
Oh, yeah, right. She's top 50 richest women.
Yeah.
In America.
Where do you rebuild? Do you rebuild there?
So what the email started, it is true. Like, if they have money, we don't care as much. At least that's what I'm saying in, like, real-time honesty.
Because at least they have a buffer to, you know...
Mm-hmm.
To make it through.
And they likely have another home somewhere.
I mean, it's not just the rich neighborhoods. There's other neighborhoods. I mean, this is the worst fire condition that I think California's ever seen. I mean, what is going on in this country as far as hurricanes, tornadoes, other things?
Just, here's my question.
I mean, if it happens to anybody, I'm not like saying... well, we're not going to feel sorry for those people because this has happened. This is the new. So we're going to go for the new, and that's who we care about. We should consider Asheville always, and because of
all of Western North Carolina.
All of Western North Carolina, because what happened was tragic. You know, I know people that lost their homes. They're having such a hard time right now. trying to...
But you understand my point, though,
I understand your point. I understand everybody's point in the situation. It's not just actors and models and people that are out there that are in the know. There are families...
It's Looper's cousin.
Their families that they have worked so hard for that house, and it's completely gone. And, you know, you're stuck living somewhere else, and you're waiting for your FEMA money, and you're waiting for this. I mean, it is so hard right now for people.
I heard FEMA money was like... I heard FEMA, like, they did that pretty fast as far as, like, sending out the checks.
Yeah.
I know somebody with property in North Carolina that, like, got a lot of damage, and they were even shocked about. Matter of fact, I think they got a second check.
People got them pretty quick.
They were like, hey, I got a second one here.
But that's all they got. And I know they got loans are given out, but I think.
Oh, yeah. And that's not to say that, that's in that one instant right there.
Yeah.
Look at that text. Is this what's going to cause the next civil war? West Coast against East Coast, bitching over who got the most prayers on Twitter.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, but do you get the point, though? Before that, it was Paris. And before that, it's like,
it's
a trend.
You know what happens?
You're probably not even really praying when you say it.
We don't know if something's going to happen, in the Midwest or, out up north. We don't know.
What do you want something bad to happen?
I don't want anything bad to happen.
God, it used to be the Midwest all the time. In the 90s, all the floods.
I'm not wishing anything on anybody.
Tornadoes.
You don't know what's going to come.
I saw a lady on the news that lived in the Palisades. She wasn't famous, obviously. She said, the rigmarole we have to go through to even build, normally, we don't know if we can rebuild through all that.
But imagine having everything gone and people, the looters go and take your things and you have nothing left but the clothes that you left with. I feel for those people.
Plus, did the fires just stop? I haven't heard anything about
they're still going.
It's like they're not reporting it anymore.
Oh, have they moved on from it for real?
I haven't seen anything about it.
The picture that I'm referencing, Looper sent, he sent yesterday.
No, that was
evening.
So they
that's his backyard, and then that's the fire coming over the mountain.
See, they won't report the fire's still going or where it's at.
And
they'll report
the rain.
That's all they're talking about now is the rain and mudslides. Potential mudslides.
You had one of those over the weekend.
None reported yet, but potential. Huh. So they're already off the fires.
Matt, you didn't pick your words correctly with what you said, but I kind of understood what you said. Good. I mean, because I think that means good. I didn't mean that in a crass way, but that's just the observation I have is like we get all – and the news is the directive. Like that's where we're still kind of sheep in a sense, where we're just like follow this bouncing ball over here and not really think about – especially if you're Midwest, you're like, well, I'm between these two. I really don't give a damn either way.
And a lot of it is coverage and media outlets. Those are the people that are they're putting the information out there. So California may be better at that than other places.
They should tell the people, go clean at your own risk. There could be damage. There could be harmful chemicals or whatever. But, let them back on their property. 18-month cleanup? It's a long time.
The Fed goes in for that long and cleans up before you can go back to your house?
Now they got the EPA going in land by land to determine, what's harmful and what, what's not.
Oh.
But the mayor in front of Trump said it's going to be 18-month cleanup. And he was like, let them back in now to, at their own risk.
How long were they out in Hawaii?
Were they
out of their homes?
What's sad? That's even forgot that happened.
I know, man. It's, again, bouncing ball. Like, wow, that was major and... Oprah coming in and, remember the blue roofs on the houses?
I know Mick Fleetwood lost a lot. Lars, he kept his house.
Yeah, but still, I feel for them, and there's mementos and pictures and things that can't be replaced. But like Mick Fleetwood, go sign autographs for a weekend in Vegas and make that money right back.
Yeah.
It's these people that, didn't have anything and then lost it all. And then it's like, wow. Y'all don't care about me anymore. Now you're worried about this. It's a I'd say we're all victims of it down deep. And it sucks.
I don't wish that on anybody.
There's
got to
be some place in the world you wish that upon.
No, I don't.
No single place in the world that you despise that much.
No.
There's some people I would wish it upon, but not place.
Not a whole place?
No.
All right, Fat Boy will reveal that list.
That's locations.
All right. Will you be on it? Find out. Tune in. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Morning show.
My morning jacket.
I don't know what you did this morning.
I'm right though.
Oh, yes, yeah. You are.
I'm gonna let this.
Dun dun.
Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun dun. Shimmy them shoulders. Dun dun. Come on, Peloton. Dun-dun.
Let's go.
Dun-dun. Boom.
Boom, boom. You want to look like me? Let's go. Boom, boom.
Wouldn't that be fun if boom, we had boom. Bikes here while we were working? Boom,
boom. If you don't pump it, you got to get implants in your butt. And those hurt, ladies.
Come on, Peloton.
Let's go, fat housewives.
You can't get a passport to go to the Philippines. You got to get it in America. So let's go.
And pump. And pump. And pump. The kids are at school and pump.
You gotta change your name to Peloton. Peloton?
That's people fun, pay. Though. People pay to hear that.
To get talked to like a drill sergeant.
Oh, yeah.
That's annoying. I'd rather just have a quiet experience riding the bike.
What, to work out?
Yeah, I don't want to hear someone yelling.
I can't listen to easy listening music. During while
well,
working out.
I mean,
out.
I want to hear my own music, but you know why? I think it's because I had a drill sergeant dad. I don't want to hear that in my adulthood. I'll give you something to cry about.
Was he like the drill sergeant? The drill sergeant from Forrest Gump is the best one ever.
Lieutenant Dan?
No, the drill sergeant. Gump! Disassemble your weapon and continue!
How many push-ups did your dad make you do, fat boy?
Oh, God.
What? None. Mine didn't.
I mean, we did them in ROTC, but you know, it was like probably 25 minimum.
Yeah. That's not a push-up, little lady.
Our commander.
Did you tell him that? Never mind. I'm not going to be just your dad. I'm not going to say that.
I did.
I mean, I'm saying your boobs were big. It probably harder to do, no?
At that age?
Well, I don't know what age.
Probably.
That's weird. 10. Don't bring up your
age. It's probably to like watch. You know, you could do them without no hands.
Yeah.
You're like, boo-boo.
Yeah.
You probably can never do the worm back in the day. That's one thing I could do.
You know, I don't think I tried.
at the incredible size that I was as a porky little boy.
It's not like I...
Porky little boy.
I laid down on the ground and did some breakdancing and said, look what I could do, Daddy.
Besides the knee spin, that was really the only two breakdancing moves I could do.
Let's call him back from the chef from earlier who put his cigarette ashes in your egg, fried egg.
Oh, I'm sure emphysema got that guy years ago.
Give out her blowing on her ash.
All right. Let's get to another email here. I got several here. One. Oh, here's a good tease for the next segment.
Oh.
I'm going to make the person that it's about read it because I don't feel comfortable doing it. Plus, I'm going to have blood on my hands.
I don't want blood on my hands.
I don't want blood on my hands.
Oh, well, you had something on your leg over the weekend. That was mud, not
that
blood.
That wasn't me.
Might have been a mixture. I don't know.
Let me find. Well, that's self-serving. Oh no, here we go. This is great. I'm an escort. I was referred to your show by a friend of mine who is a big fan. He mentioned to me that one of you thought you might have seen a pimp recently at a gas station. It was me.
That was you.
That was me. I saw. It just had all the telltale signs because of the two ladies that were with him. And when I say ladies, I mean like very early 20s. And that tells you something, too, because whores usually look older than they are. I mean, like, I'm talking about professional ones, not just you loose girl at work.
I've seen some pretty hookers in San Francisco.
Well, but, yeah, they're call girls. That's way different.
They're the ones that are at the...
A lot of these are doing it for
nice
drugs.
Nice hotels.
You've seen, you know what Debo and his friends dealt with.
Shut up, Craig.
That was me, yeah. So I can tell you that though it isn't as common as it used to be, pimps do still exist. A lot of the girls in the business now, myself included, are educated as far as tech goes for conducting business. But believe it or not, there's a lot of girls who still have the looks but no brains. Well, I don't know. I can't believe that. They don't know anything about running themselves as a business, so they solely rely on the old school ways, hence the pimps. No, they're not the nicest guys, but they are still around, so I don't doubt that you definitely saw one recently. Hell, I am pretty surprised that you didn't get approached to be... What?
Whoa.
Surprised you didn't get approached to be on... Why? No, what does that mean? Do I look like I need it that bad?
Like solicited?
Yeah, or like to be one? Or to be a John?
Do you need a date?
I mean, like, yeah, like one of those, like to... I assume this...
Man, I see something in you. I think you'd be a pimp one day. He's talking about it as a customer, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wouldn't you ask everybody just kind of make some money? Like,
well, you don't know. I mean...
How does that get around, too? Like, you just go, hey, you looking to have a good time? Like, well, yeah, I wrote down that one number in the bathroom stall. I was on the call when I got
all
out
I can
here.
Relate to is Ooh. Big city stuff where they come up to cars and they lean
over.
Oh,
big city. I thought you said.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they used to pick them up in the big cities.
Yeah, they lean over.
These pimps would go to the bus stations and wait for these girls to get off and just... They would pick them off one by one.
The former Salvation Army, or no, excuse me, pardon me, let me not say that. The Army Navy store, downtown Greenville, Army Navy store. That was the corner where you would drive by in the 80s and see hookers in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, is that
Carolina.
Where the location? Okay.
Yeah, because my dad showed me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Look, maybe.
You had the hooker tour.
From Poe Mill to go to Krispy Kreme at like 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. I want some Phil. Well, you go get them if you love me. You will,
all
right. Phil.
Woohoo! We're going downtown.
You go get me some. Hey, Matthew, you go with me. I'll take you, show you the hookers. And he did. He did.
What did he say? On your right, Matthew, there's a blah, blah, blah.
I can remember exactly what I saw. I can remember it to a T exactly when I looked over and what I saw. Like, the one lady had a lot of hair, like on her head.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know.
Well, thank goodness. I don't know what you're looking at.
But, like, she had a big, like, just bouffant hair. I remember that.
Sweet.
And the other girl Higher was wearing... Hairs. A very low-cut tank top. I just remember, like, because I went back to that moment many times in my head as a young...
Yes. So they look the part. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you and the buddies ever... Well, no, because by the time you're that age, you're probably gone.
Yeah, no, we never... the only thing we ever did was prank call them. Because there was there was one over... I can't say. There was one that was like an apartment/hotel... But that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's still what it was then.
Were working girls were working?
Yes.
I
and
see.
It was. It looked as though it was apartments, but it was only maybe six or seven apartments. Mm-hmm. And That's all it was.
It is the world's oldest profession.
I thought that was tax collecting.
I know. Oh, man.
With one get the, anyway, let me finish this email. I'm sorry. Keep my information. I would love to answer any future questions you have about escorting. I'm a proud 50 years old, just turned. I've been doing this for 25 years. I work when I want, see who I want, and life is good. I'm not going to read her name.
I would love to know how they can do it, you know, because if somebody took off their clothes, I'm like, I'm not.
25 years.
How you not laugh or just say, get off me?
Man, there.
Oh, man.
Those things could talk. There's a comedian, Joey Diaz, tells a hilarious story of like he and his buddies would get in the car and they would go see a hooker. Now, I can't say it how he says it, but let's just say the hooker would stick a ring in the window and you could kiss the ring for like a nominal fee.
Right.
And then he said, well, by the time they got up there, like there were like five cars back, the ring had slobber all over it, but it didn't stop everybody from paying their money.
Oh my God.
It wasn't a ring either. It was something else, but I had to censor it a little
bit. People.
Thank God it's not like that anymore.
No. People have morals and values these days.
Yeah, really.
No.
It's a little more streamlined.
Yeah, but like, I want to say, like, well, they wouldn't have to do it if men didn't pay for it. But at the same time, they also would be on, you know, I would have to pay for their groceries and stuff if they couldn't be whores. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be on government assistance. That's not fair to say. They could be having a shop on Etsy or something.
That Las Vegas HBO show that was on that my husband watched. I don't know what that was. But I was.
Palm Stars?
No, it's about the house where people would be hookers and then...
Oh, you're talking about the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, you used to have Hawthorne all the time.
Hoff, yeah.
And I just don't understand...
Rest in peace.
How you can do that all day and not... Your body doesn't fall apart.
Look at it as though like they're personal trainers.
Okay.
That just do it all day long. Because I was going to say...
I respect
if,
that.
If
you know,
she's been hooking...
Without or being escorting, in pain...
You know the one that I knew.
What was Ford thinking when they named the Ford Escort? Like that was stupid.
I mean, come on.
Gosh.
I mean, that's like Spartan. They already knew what that was.
We're gonna have the Hyundai hooker next. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The one that I knew was like, you know what? Like the most 90% of my business is like the normal stuff that their wives will not do. They'll pay me to do.
Of course.
And it's stuff that like.
Ew.
It's not even like that
you
extreme.
You want to do that though?
A lot of women, you know, don't like doing certain things mm-hmm. that you would think they would like doing.
Which?
Don't make him say.
I mean,
it's only really two options, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
She didn't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know. This is the regular.
Would she kiss him on the lips, though? Like, is that Julia Roberts' story?
Or I didn't even ask her about that.
I would probably think you wouldn't want to do
that's
that.
That's ignorant. I mean, that's dumb. Like, you will do all that other stuff with your mouth, but you won't kiss him?
No.
Wow.
No. Like, I don't know if I'd want
that. She's kind of doing you a favor, I guess. Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I'd pay extra so you didn't kiss me on the lips.
Yeah. Of all the things to kiss, wouldn't you want to kiss that more than some other things? Yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, like, on her, I don't want to kiss nothing.
And you send him to the shower first, so I'm not even touching anything.
You know what? I'm going to lay down in front of the door so Hendo can't open it. That's our boss, Mark Hendrick.
If he gets mad enough, he'll open it.
Yeah, I know. It just busts through it like freaking the Hulk.
He gets that R-word strength.
I'm Red Hulk.
I've learned a lot today, honestly.
Well, there's more to learn. We're going to read an email from P1 Big Black Cup right after this. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Guys, morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank right. you.
I realized that.
Thank
I,
you.
I realized that I promoed an email there that I did not do. Promoed means I promoted it for those not in the business. Paige, check your email. I need you to read that email for the mail sec, please.
All right, let me get back.
I just forwarded it. That's a tough one to say in past tense. Is it not forwarded? How do you
forward?
Say it?
Sent?
Past tense. Forwarded. Say it.
Sent?
No, say it as I say forward in past tense.
Forwarded.
I know. It's like texted. It's just.
But that's just text, right?
That's how I use. I just say I text that to you, or I text that yesterday. So it's the
same. I done sent it.
All right, well, Paige, you ready?
Which one did you want me to read?
The one that is from Sarina from Piedmont.
Oh, okay. I'm just reading this now, so I haven't.
You want to read through it for a minute? Make sure you're cool with reading it.
Make sure you don't get Ron Burgundy.
I'm definitely not going to read the last sentence in it, but I also know that Paige is like, no, I can take it, which she can. Okay. She's got some thick skin.
Is it full of words Trump says cool now to say?
Nope.
Wow, she's kind of upset, and I see why. But, okay, let's go. Hello. I'm writing to complain about the girl.
Can you do it in the hung voice? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You want me to do it in the Halloween voice? Okay.
Just regular page.
I'll do it. Hello. I'm writing to complain about the girl who does the news in the morning. I want to know what she said on the radio about having rejuvenation surgery down there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. My husband said that she was talking about Brooke Shields having plastic surgery down there, and for weeks he wouldn't shut up about it. How much better our sex life would be. Blah, blah, blah.
That was her words, not yours. I'm reading along. Well, I'll forward it to you too if you want to read along.
I don't know what to think about this. I really don't. Now, because of your radio show, my husband is making me fix my loose for JJ.
Wow.
If that door don't fly open in 10 seconds, it ain't going to.
I'm so sorry.
The last time I saw the word for JJ that was when I was watching The Masters.
Okay.
Hello, woman. Friends. Mr.
Okay,
Singh.
No,
I'm a JJ Singh.
I'm not going to. This gets better. Now that woman you work with, now thanks to that woman you work with, in a couple of weeks, I am going to have vaginoplasty.
Oh! It actually says vagina.
No, I don't want to celebrate. And because of that bitch, Paige, I have to get a new vagina. I hate her.
Serena in Piedmont. Like, wow. She was telling you, I'm in Piedmont if you want to get some of this. Not like but like if you want to fight her. First off,
Oh my God.
I love the fact that she knew exactly your name at the end, but at the beginning, I want to complain about that girl who does news on your morning show.
A woman, thank you very much.
Oh, suck on that, Serena. She said that, not me.
She can prove it, too.
Yeah.
God, the fact that... Wait a second, though.
I just want to know what... all I know, when I did the story, and I did two different stories about that, Brooke Shields, and she has a book coming out, she was not happy about getting rejuvenation because it wasn't disclosed to her before the surgery happened.
She won't stop talking about it, too.
Yeah, and she won't. And I don't think that just because we did that, I'm advocating anything like that. I don't think that just because somebody else had that happen means that you need to do that, too.
Yes. I mean, like, for instance, the story you did earlier. What was it? The guy who
ate too much cheese and meat.
Well, the one where he made love to the ground or whatever it was.
He got stuck to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not advocating that.
No, his junk.
I think the husband lobbed the Hail Mary and it kind of worked. And he's like, oh, my God, I didn't think that was going to happen.
I was going to say, like, that's something, I guess with, maybe it's that dinner time conversation. Like, so how was work today? You know what was crazy? I was listening to The Rise Guys, that show you don't like. And that girl, Paige, who does the news, she was talking about a vaginoplasty with Brooke Shields did it. Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
How does that conversation come up?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe you're that close, and that's fine. But if you bring that up to me, it's like, you're dropping seeds to say, like,
I've heard about the surgery. What do you think?
Let's say at the wrong time of, you know, night, he's head on with the situation, and he's like, you know what would be good?
Uh-huh.
Is if you considered this. I don't have to see much of this.
He starts hiding coupons.
I think if a man
in the book she's reading
told me that I need vaginoplasty,
I'm glad you said it.
I need breast implants.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'd tell that man? I would say, I think you need another woman.
Who's looking at you, Stuart Rhodes?
Because you don't like what you have. And there's another man out there. There's another man out there that's going to like this. Even if it may be a little too loose to you, but it's going to be just fine to him.
We ain't surviving this one.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go home.
Not surviving this
one. I'm sorry.
The rejuvenation is a more friendlier term.
I think as a woman, like, you're that, like, we're in that thing where, like, you can say those things. I mean, you know, what is different than talking about boob jobs and breast implants?
But it's
than
the same
that?
Thing. Okay, yeah. So you marry a man, and then I do a story on some man that has, I don't know what the surgery is to make a penis large, enlargement.
I don't know if there is one.
Penis enlargement.
I don't think it's true.
A penis enlargement surgery that this man had, and it really helped his sex life. Well, and then she keeps badgering him to have that done. Like, oh, you need to have it done because you have a micro problem. And I would see what I'm saying? It's like, how abusive is that?
Some people are into that, though. It's called penis shaming.
Yeah.
They're into that. I would never tell anybody that I...
You make a lot of money telling a guy how, you know, small he is, if you know what I'm saying.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's huge.
They love it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dudes pay for that.
Like, yeah, even if they're not that way. You just say, oh, you...
That I don't understand.
That's not a realm that I want to dabble in.
You got a chemical imbalance, I feel like.
I know somebody who joked about selling feet pics and got serious inquiries, like within an hour.
Wow.
Joked about it on our show?
No, just like on social media.
Oh.
Like, I might have sell foot pics and put a funny picture of their feet and instantly got inquiries.
I'll do it.
No, I'm just kidding. Nobody ours. Wants my feet.
But I think they want different, like, nobody wants to see these big mouths.
Are you sure you have any? You get it? Big boobs.
Nobody wants to see my breasts. Trust me.
Nobody wants to see them.
You ever get to work and forget what shoes you're wearing? And you have to ask someone?
God.
I was talking to you, not her.
Do you know, the worst thing that's ever happened to me is I came home and I was eating popcorn in the movie theaters and I took off my clothes and Chris is like, how much did you lose in your bra?
God, it must have been like
popcorn going everywhere.
It was like a popcorn machine just popping out. Paige would literally be in a gangbang and be like, nobody wants to have sex with me. Like, there are literally 30 dudes here right now naked, Paige.
Yeah, but they don't really want
to. They don't really. Like, why do they see me? Like, you've been naked for an hour. I think you're good.
I'm the one at the thing taking notes.
She
going,
does that old school way, like my grandma would do it, where... Yeah, I'm doing it like my mom now, but I didn't mean to. I can't really do an impression of my grandma. She just had a regular Southern woman voice. She talked like this.
She was the last of the ladies.
Well, I'm glad you took time out of your busy schedule to come see me.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, what a passive aggressive thing to say, Nanny.
That's the Southern lady way.
Do it.
If you get time in the future to work in your grandma, don't forget about your nanny.
Well, I'm glad it was good enough for you.
Oh yeah.
I spent all day making it.
Pretty think is about her pretty most does, when I think about Paige. Food. You need to be nicer.
Like the good recipes died with our grandmas.
Oh, that is really the did. Honest to God's truth.
They really did.
They knew how to cook. If I knew half of what my grandmother and mother knew how to make.
But also, like then, like but as I said earlier, though, the food was like the vegetables and stuff were all canned. So
yeah.
I think I'm taking the memories of my childhood and combining that with the food.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's a nostalgia thing where it was so much better. And
did
you know,
it taste that good?
No, probably
it's
not.
It's like when you go listen to an old early 90s gangster rap album that you used to love and you start listening to the lyrics now, like, this is corny as hell.
Like, I heard a song the other day and they're talking about a Prowler. I'm like, they still make Prowlers? The car. I haven't heard about a Prowler in years.
I don't know.
With the frog eyes on it?
Yeah.
Like, you still get frog eye headlights?
I'll have to Google that. I don't frog know what eye. That is.
It was 25 years old, this song.
Oh, yeah, then probably not.
No.
Do we, what do you want to do? I got more emails that we could read.
Man, it's up to you.
Or we can do headlines.
Oh, I don't
know. No, that would be three segments. So that'd be way too much email.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, that's too much. All right. Then we'll last page.
Yeah.
Look at her, Johnny on the spot.
Looks.
Jimmy. Johnny.
Johnny
Jenny.
On the G-spot. Mm-hmm. Shout out, old bar downtown.
What's up?
What's up, Danny?
They used to let us cook our own food.
I'll let you pick. Do you want to know how they want to change up Groundhog Day?
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Like next
this
week,
may
right?
This may be ridiculous.
No way.
Is it next week?
Also, I'm going to... Or I'll I'm going to tell you...
Do we have that day off?
This principal had a terrible idea for a party, and I'll tell you what he did next.
I think I'd rather hear that.
Okay.
Isn't the second, though?
Did you do them both?
Yeah, I can do them both.
February 2nd.
That's next week.
Good.
Was that next Sunday?
Jeez.
I think it is Sunday.
Yeah, winter may be over. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, but like,
oh,
it is next Sunday. It's this Sunday.
They got to observe it on Monday.
It's the 28th.
Good gracious.
I got to Beauregard and Staten Island Chuck.
My birthday's in 9 months.
Counting down.
I could get pregnant right now and have a baby on my birthday.
Hey, you have a baby on your birthday.
My birthday. It'd That's be both right. our birthdays. All right, morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.